February 17th. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Matthew 6, verses 28 and 29. Many years ago, I was the Sunday dinner guest at a home where a small boy named Dennis was asked to say grace. Dennis bowed his head and asked a blessing which concluded, "And most of all, God, thank you for the sugar." At the time, I was amused, but then I began to think of all the sugar God has sprinkled into our lives along with our daily bread. We certainly don't need fiddleneck ferns or buttercups to survive. Brassy blue jays and tiny chickadees are also superfluous. And who would even notice the absence of daddy longlegs or praying mantises? My list of God's extras began to grow rapidly. Freckles on little boys' faces. Frost painted on windows. The ability to smile. The warmth of a touch. It wasn't long before I'd concluded that God had used an exceedingly generous hand when He planned this universe. Although Dennis is grown and married now, I've never forgotten the Sunday he asked the blessing. I'm still thanking God for the sugar. Lord, thank you for giving us so much more than our daily bread.